When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warns us about abandoning dhikrullah, saying, مَا مِن سَاعَةٍ تَمُرُّ بِابْنِ آدَمَ لَا يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ فِيهَا إِلَّا حَسِرَ عَلَيْهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. There is not an hour, a moment that goes by in the life of a believer in which he does not fill it or make dhikrullah in it, except that he will regret this moment on the Day of Judgment. And that your moments and your life and your day and your morning should be filled with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, يعني, ponder over this beautiful deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for us. Before you enter the bathroom, there's a dhikr. When you come out, there's a dhikr. Before you eat, there's a dhikr. After you finish, a dhikr. When you wear your clothes, there's a dhikr. When you enter, يعني, even in after the marriage, there is a dhikr and a dua to make. When you enter the car, there is a dhikr. Enter the masjid, leave the masjid, there's a dhikr. Incredible. Why? لَأَنَّ الذِّكْرِ reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jal, as though we are being told, never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I've put for you, in the day, in the times, and in places you enter, and what you do, and before and after, things that keep you tied to Allah Azza wa Jal, and you being cognizant and thoughtful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the times. This is the importance and the significance of a dhikr in the life of a believer.